From Hollywood, it's the Smiley Burnett Show.
Well, I might have gone fishing.
Might have gone fishing.
Got to thinking it over.
Thinking it over.
The road to the river.
Ooh, it's a mighty long way.
It's a mighty long way.
It's the Smiley Burnett Show transcribed with music by the Whippoorwills, songs by Sweet Georgia Brown and the Gay Rancheros, yours truly, Joe Slattery, and starring the clown prince of Western pictures, Smiley Burnett.
Taking it easy.
And now, here's that roly-poly son of the West, Smiley Burnett.
Oh, you watch your language there, Slattery. Just watch yourself there, boy.
Roly-poly.
I got here in time, all right, didn't I?
You did.
I was talking to Minnie Osgood out there in the phone booth in the lobby.
Oh, wondered where you were.
Well, we had to get out. Somebody wanted to use the phone.
Oh, boy, yeah. You're sure wound up today.
I am wound up, boy. I'm wound up tight. Did you hear about the guy that wanted to die in the church?
No.
Shot himself in the temple.
Corny,
huh?
Say, Smiley, I know you went down to the doctor.
Wasn't that funny, Doug Dalton? What'd you say?
Well, you know, I was just thinking about a doctor. Did you go down and have your new glasses fixed up?
Yeah, I sure did.
Your eyes any?
Oh, it had near so many black eyes, that's the main thing I know. Don't get into any fight. I watched you a while ago, and you look kind of morose, kind of worried. You know that?
Well, Smiley, I have been worrying a lot.
Well, don't do it. Worry is just like a rocking chair. Gives you something to do, but it won't get you no place. Now, me, I don't worry. I just get mad, you know. I get so mad, takes four men to hold my coat. I got a letter from a company yesterday, and I was just so mad I was cross-eyed till noon.
Now, what made you mad this time?
They sold me some stuff on a pay-as-you-go plan, and they want me to pay when I can't.
Not, not at all. I merely remarked that the sinuosity of your ultimate conclusion was due to a superficial appreciation of the veracious reality.
Huh?
That's all.
Pick me up, will you, boy? Pick me up. Say, you know, right now comes that enjoyable part of our program where we want all of you to listen to our sponsor. Come in, man.
Thank you.
Charlie, you've been having me more fun. Every once in a while, you folks hear me talking about old Charlie McQuarrie, and a lot of the letters always want to know if Charlie McQuarrie is real. Well, he is, and he's real and gruesome as they come, and I invited him to come by. Hello, Bub. How are you today?
I got a name for you, too.
You have, huh?
Yeah.
What is it?
You thought I was going to say Smiley. Yeah. Suet Seat.
Suet Seat, if that ain't a beautiful name for me. Listen, I was down in that Tennessee country a while back, and I went across the bridge of that Cumberland River. Any fish in that river?
Oh, man, it's just loaded with
fish. You know that country?
Oh, like the palm of my hand.
You do, huh?
Sure. I never will forget one time down there, you know. That Clarksville, they make buttons, and they catch some mussels out of Cumberland River there, and
yeah,
they make the button... Out of the shells.
Mussel shells.
Well, they got in the mussel boats, and they just drag along right slow with hooks on them, and these mussels just take hold of hooks, and you pick them up and put them in there.
Well, that's interesting. I didn't know that.
Old Bracey Happleton, he sort of made a little whiskey on the side down there, and the revenuers one day got him hemmed off from his still, and they're just closing in on him. Well, he had two 38 blue nose revolvers or pistols.
Yeah.
And he thought the world of them two pistols. So, when he saw the revenue...
That kind of revolver we use in the cowboy pictures that shoots 50 times and only holds 6 bullets?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
He's proud of them. Had pearl handles, I bet.
Yeah,
huh?
Double action, blue nose.
Well,
revolver.
Now let's get on to the story. The revenuers had him hemmed off from his still, and he was down by the riverbank.
Yeah,
right?
And it's closing in on him, so he didn't want to be caught armed, so he marked off a place on the bank right quick, and he threw both his pistols in the river.
Oh, I bet that hurt him.
About 3 months later, after he got out of jail, why... He goes and he gets him one of these mussel boats, see?
Yeah.
And he's a-dragging out there with them hooks.
Trying to find them revolvers.
To get the revolvers. Yeah. One of his neighbors see him out there, and he thought it's kind of strange. He never saw Gracie work a day in his life, you know? And he looked out there, and he says, "Hey, Gracie, muscling?" And old Gracie says, "Nope, revolving."
That's a good one, McCoy. Here is a little song called "Don't You Think You're Wrong." Start out there and I'll sing it for you.
Don't you think you're being mean? Don't you know that folks have seen someone else has come between? Oh, don't you think you're wrong? Don't you know I've feelings too? Don't you know that what you do might come home someday to you? Oh, don't you think you're wrong? I've been accounting the minutes in hopes that you'd call. I'm knowing down deep, dear, you'd never call at all. Don't you think of me sometime? Don't you think someday you'll find it was me you had in mind? Oh, don't you think you're wrong?
Can you play it, huh?
A mustard pointer.
Well, I was at a hot dog stand. People would come up and say, "Where's the mustard?" I pointed at it.
Oh,
oh, such silly business. Yeah, it's got to end, too, because the show's all over, folks. Gee, we've had fun. Be with us again soon, will you? This old Smiley Burnett saying, "Speak well of me. I'll dare you to talk about me." Buh.
You've been listening to the Smiley Burnett Show with Sweet Georgia Brown and the Gay Rancheros, music by the Whippoorwills, and starring Smiley Burnett. Joe Slattery speaking. The Smiley Burnett Show is produced and transcribed in Hollywood. Thank you.